Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, guys.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well,
take two. You know, funny thing is, like, we look at the text. I look at my own personal text. Big Brown's like, that was the best news ever. You didn't do a single one. Aww. I'm on the show. Didn't realize that.
Yes. Big Brown, that was a slight. But
I don't think he was a slight. Oh, no, he wasn't slighting on you. He was just being sarcastic that you goobers, you didn't even do a headline story.
That's how I took it, though. That's a slight on you.
Yeah, I thought he was being rude to you.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He's being a bastard person.
I still love him. I can forgive him for
that. He stole your fire extinguisher.
You say you're like an Amish with that beard of his.
You told me you hated his guts.
Yeah. You said there's a reason why he lives in North Carolina.
Okay, I did not say that.
You called him a Yankee because he's from Buffalo.
You said, what else is Big Brown?
I'm going to be honest
with you. Cow turds.
I've never called anybody a Yankee.
You said he's the only white person from Black Mountain ever.
I did?
You did say that.
And I'm like, hello.
He's got a wife and kid.
Like Brad Johnson.
Okay, let's get to the news. This is getting crazy.
She doesn't like a shoot interview, does she, family?
No, I want to do a headline story at least.
I was going to say, if you didn't do it now, it's your fault.
You said you like giving counterfeit money to homeless people, and
that's
you like pissing in pools.
Now, if you say that second one, she's going to get booked.
Okay, I'll pee in her pool if you ask me to.
You can be like Bonnie Blue.
All right, for real, do a news story.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's an end of an era.
Era.
People don't want to do this anymore, and I'm surprised because...
Be nice.
Work.
It's
all the
too.
Above.
Not protest.
And I have gone down. I have gone down to Charleston, and had
done
reservations.
Yeah.
So hotel front desk may become a thing of the past. That people
I could see that being a kiosk.
70% of American travelers are more likely to check themselves into a hotel using an app or a self-service kiosk instead of walking up to the traditional front desk. Okay, but I
do. When I stay at Hyatt, and that's not a name drop, I don't think, really anymore. Like Hyatt. I mean, they're great hotels, but I don't think it's like it was in the 80s. You talk about staying at the Hyatt. But I have a card or whatever, and, yeah, it's like check. I've never spoken to a soul in that hotel.
Well, here's the deal. Jared and I have
the hooker.
Reservations.
That was the only thing.
And we had to go to MUSC because he had some medical stuff to do. When we get there... We didn't have any reservations, and
you can't stay there.
We go up to the room that when we checked in.
Just stay in the manger.
But there was somebody already in the hotel room. Like they gave it to the wrong person. They screwed up somehow.
Oh, it's like
the front
theirs.
Desk. So Jared's trying to get in. I go, Jared, don't. I hear TV. Don't. Oh, you know.
Are you talking like a cave woman?
This never happened.
Jared, don't go in. I hear TV.
Well, I hear the TV. So let's just go back to the desk and get another room and fix this, because I'm not going to have a confrontation with a stranger and knock on his door, because you don't know when it's going to answer, you know.
I only confront people I know in life.
You know why I love these stories? When Paige starts telling them, because she's like, you know, because if that bitch would have walked in here, I would have smacked her up and just threw her out immediately.
No.
Threw her out
the
window.
Like, she's always the aggressor.
I just didn't want to disturb somebody, because you don't know. They probably were tired.
Is it true you almost started a fight at our company Christmas party?
No. I'll be honest with you.
Come on, don't know.
I was not in the best mood when I got there because my serpentine belt broke on my car. And so
ooh, 40
bucks. I was already going,
okay. Did you have a hissy fit?
Okay, no, I was just kind of.
Serpentine, Paige Snake.
I was just, I got that. I was just kind of upset.
I would have been upset too if I had to
go. So when I get there are people that are already intoxicated and saying things to me that it's none of their damn business.
It was pretty bold. If what you say happened.
Yes.
That's a pretty bold statement. for somebody to say that to you.
I have to say, like, I believe Paige, but I do want to ask that person if that really
happened. I don't think it's appropriate, and I kind of want to just drop it.
Okay. What if we transfer the heat? Because we know how to do this. It didn't come from you. It came from somebody who heard.
By saying that we know how to do that, sounds like we've done that before.
Because no blood on your hands.
Right.
Or anywhere
she's
else.
She's not the only one that said that to me, but one of the engineers said something to me before he left.
We have more than one?
Okay, she said a lot right there. She said a lot.
I'm done.
Who you're talking about now.
Yeah, she did.
And I'm not even going to talk about it anymore.
All right. Well, this news story, though.
Yeah, so no more front desk.
Well,
do you need it? I mean, they're just going to charge you for
incidentals. You do need it because I've gone to the front desk looking for a knife for something that I needed to cut in the room.
I heard Kevin Nash tell a story about the boys when they ride together. And he said, ideally, you want to get like at a Red Roof Inn somewhere on the first floor. So he's like, somebody would have to distract the front desk person. So somebody, one of the boys can get five towels or however many they were traveling together. Because when they got to the arena, they didn't have towels to shower with. So they stole them from the hotel.
Oh, wow.
I also had...
From a Red Roof Inn, though?
He said that's where they like to go.
When I was staying with some girls, we had a bottle of wine with no opener. So I had to go down to the front desk and I said, I hate to bother you, but do you have something to open this with? And they did.
Did they have the traditional thing, or did they have that thing Fat Boy has? What is it called? A cork sucker?
Yeah, they have one of those really nice
Fat Boy is a cork sucker.
He has one.
Cork soaker. You have to soak the cork.
It kind of adds moisture to it and lets it out. Okay, so it's a cork soaker.
You got to soak it for a little bit.
Okay.
And they opened it.
I'm thinking of something from bachelorette parties, I think.
They opened it for us down there at the desk and brought it up for us. It was really nice.
Ooh, they said it was a pleasure to do that?
Yeah, they're really nice people.
So hang on a second. You take it down there, they open it, you leave, and then they bring it up?
Yeah, they opened it.
He stuck it up his ass.
No, they did.
He had a swig of it, for sure.
Probably, he boofed it.
Probably dropped an H-bomb in there. Or not an H-bomb, what's it called?
They brought us a little extra.
What they used to call roofies back in the day? Not an H-bomb.
I'm legally not allowed to answer that.
And that just got us demonetized. Anytime you say the word bomb now. Like, it's seriously, I read that the other day. No.
he boofed the wine.
I don't want to talk crap about Sports Illustrated.
I
think it was ESPN.
I never will again.
They were getting demonetized on YouTube, or one of them, for talking about throwing bombs, like foot-long football passes. Threw that bomb. He shot that bomb from half.
Oh, yeah.
And it was literally getting their channels demonetized.
What's okay if Stephen A says it?
Old Kobe. But when they... When they say it, it mutes the word bomb. Like, where is the sensitivity? Like, and I'm not playing the role of a Democrat in the 90s right now, but you sit there and, like, we got no issues with them playing a game on their phone where it's like they're an 8-foot-tall monster fighting little midget warriors and blowing up their village. But don't say the word. It's like when my mom would spell bad words. I'm like, you teaching me. I know how to write it now. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know the whole thing about demonetizing platforms and how that
certain
goes.
Words, like while this segment's gone, Hitler, swastika, Nazi. There was a while where you couldn't say Israel. You couldn't even say the word. Like they were.
Is that why Lindsey Graham says Israel?
Israel.
To bypass the filter?
I know. Imagine being that guy who used to play for the Gamecocks. That's his first name. Oh, like, boy. Hell. Israel Mukumba.
That's why people say Linares, so they don't have... Well, that's how you pronounce it anyway.
Linares.
So they won't have to give me any royalties or he shows up in the feed.
Linares Solares.
Linares.
Mm-hmm. I want to start wearing glasses like him.
Is there a beverage that you can't live without?
Water.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Diet Coke, but I'm trying not to.
Trying to say no to Diet Coke.
I tell you this, though. You go a couple days without soda... You really tell the difference.
You feel better.
But, well, yeah.
It tastes weird when you drink it again.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, okay.
But I love soda.
Don't get into, like, really
women
like,
and food.
Crazy detailed here. But, like, the other day, I mentioned that someone brought by a gift of breakfast. And it was the first time I'd had a breakfast meal like that in a long,
so
long
good.
Time. It was very, very good. But, by God, it tore me up.
Oh,
like,
did it?
Yeah, like, this shouldn't.
I'm so glad it wasn't a biscuit, though.
No, it was that French thing.
I'm so glad this person, who may or may not go to Mexico soon, thought of to get that for us.
I wonder if he's on the way today. He'll be going down today.
Junior tweeted that his plane was held up, like he couldn't get there. And I'm like, Jug, give Junior a ride to Mexico.
Dude, so Jug, I don't know if it was on the group text Jug sent. There's a Mexican-American. There's a Mexican NASCAR Facebook page or whatever. But anyway, on that page was a picture of Jug's hauler pulling in to
is he going to be the only one there?
I know. They were down there already.
That's so funny.
There it was, like, on the front page. It was like, look at that. Same week. You get on Mexican NASCAR Facebook, we on Sports Illustrated.
We're taking over. Yeah. I thought it was the drivers, like, they made them look Mexican. Like, you got a Ryan Blaney on there, a Mexican Chase Elliott.
A Rion Blaney.
Mexican-American.
Right. Yeah, a Mexican Carson Hocevar, which would be really tall.
Ricardo Pitti.
I'm so proud of Jug.
Hey, start your engines, eh?
Well, I don't know that he's there yet. I told him to text me when he got there, and he didn't. So I don't know that he's there yet or not. I don't know.
I wonder who's going to be the official starter. It's got to be somebody of Mexican, like, notoriety.
I was thinking it might be
Salma Hayek or Carlos Santana.
Well,
somebody like that.
Jug didn't even know the name of the race that he was in, but I asked him, I said, could they get to add two racers to the mix? So it'd be 40 cars.
Yep.
But yet, they can win the race, but it won't count.
Jug's won on a road course. Like, he's a road course racer.
I wonder if it's going to be Juan Pablo Montoya. Or Aldo Montoya, for that matter.
So
Joe Montoya, hopefully.
When I mentioned
he's a great actor.
The one beverage in this country that we can't live without, it's coffee.
Coffee.
It's the number one.
So is it the coffee, or is it coffee. Just, can we just say the number one drug we can't get away from is caffeine?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because if it's nobody's drinking the caffeinated coffee except for my grandma when she'd eat a catfish platter at the Tabs.
Rest in peace, Tabs.
And my grandma, too.
Yeah, both.
62% of these people agree that coffee's the number one because people can't start their day without that cup of coffee.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh, you can. Like, you can.
Joe Montoya's great. We're going to throw it to Jerry, man. Throw it to Jerry Rice.
Hey, it's Jerry Rice. It's the dirty rice, Jerry.
Automatically make a pot of
coffee. It's probably not the week to be doing this.
A pot of coffee. And then it's ready when I get
like,
up.
I'm good with everybody, but I like making fun of everybody. I make fun of freaking...
Here comes the touchdown, Mama.
What's her freaking name? Stephanie Tanner? Out there.
Jody Sweetin.
Yeah, Jody Sweetin out there protesting or whatever, getting slung around.
God, please do play
that one. That one
penthouse
reporter that got shot with a rubber bullet because it ricocheted off the stop sign. I was like, God, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
How about the one guy that said, I felt like they were aiming at me. I'm like, dummy, you were in the crowd.
Well, first off,
it's a non-lethal round.
I think we have some gun enthusiasts that listen to us.
Really.
You think?
There's not a whole lot of aim on the rubber bullets, right? Like, there's aim for so long, and then velocity's gone, and it's...
If you're a cop...
I think. Trajectory. I've never shot a rubber bullet, actually. I don't like rubbers at all.
If you're a cop, you can't feel anything.
Well, you should.
If you're a cop...
Raw dog.
You should never do that.
And you love, or like, you use non-lethal rounds.
Right.
Do you still, is there like rules of engagement where you can shoot somebody? Like, can you shoot him in the nuts with a rubber bullet?
It probably hurt.
She got caught in the leg, but it wasn't like, I was wondering like, God, does it feel like a bullet hits you and just doesn't permeate the skin? And she either no-sold it real hard or it was like maybe a little sting, yeah.
Oh.
Like a tase, like it hurts like a million tattoos at once,
probably
but
give you a bruise.
Instantly over with, yeah.
She probably liked it. I agree with you with the rubbers, though. Don't listen to Paige.
Yeah, go roll dog.
No, because you're going to spread diseases. Please. Put a helmet on that.
You got to have diseases. A helmet.
Put a helmet on it.
There's mud on yours.
Oh.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yes, sir.
Did we say we were going to do this?
At the very beginning of the show.
Oh, okay.
But you don't remember?
No, I feel like we just sprang it upon. But
well, we're like, you know how some of those people on, you know, after forward, backwards on the clock, that Monday, they're always an hour earlier, an hour late.
Yeah.
So we did headlines because Paige neglected to do a real headline.
She really did.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I love the passion. I said it earlier. We're talking about fussing. I love y'all's passion because the nastiness. You hadn't even done an effing news story yet. Why call this headlines?
Yeah. You just won the first round of, I guess, the N-word. Neglected.
Step out of the box every minute, every once in a while. Like, have a ham and cheese sandwich instead of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah,
go outside.
Put some roots on there.
Smoke a cigarette. Don't do it right there in the nursery.
Put a cigarette in the sandwich.
Ew.
Right. The most littered thing in the world is cigarette butts.
I believe it.
Well,
now there's no reason you needed to touch that microphone.
I think they should just be edible. So, like, hey, don't litter that butt. Eat that butt.
Eat it.
You know, it's like a little piece of gum, like a blow pop would be.
I know a guy who would do that.
Eat their butt?
Yeah, he would.
How many ribs do you have to get removed for that?
He didn't have any nerves in his mouth.
Oh,
That's what the doctor said.
Wait,
He could drink piping hot stuff, and then, you know, obviously cold.
He's eating the filter?
Yeah, he'd pick it up and eat
good
it.
Good Lord, that's unhealthy.
Was he like a Steve-O type where he never made money off of it, but probably is going to die because he does tricks and stunts and stuff?
I don't know if I told this story. Did I tell a story about him, me catching him doing this?
Here we go. We're not going to be able to do BDA here. Now go ahead.
Man, okay. Big Mama used to do a home share program.
That's Fat Boy's mother, code.
So people that were, you know, like a certain mental capacities, their family couldn't take care of them.
Yeah.
They would live with you and the state would pay you money.
Yikes.
And he was a good dude. But when he first moved in, I was probably 14 or 15. I go upstairs. It's in the summer. He's watching tennis and he's going to town on himself. Oh, God. And this dude had a lot to work with. And I'm like, God, man, here's the thing.
That's
I'm like,
the compliments you get.
I said,
possible predators.
Well, it's like you got to dap up a dude if he's got, you know, a hog. You're like, okay, I see you out here representing. Anyway, I'm trying to make a noise thinking he'll stop. Mm. I'm like, smacking the wall. He don't stop. So I'm like, I got to walk in. I walk in. He still don't stop. He's looking at me and still doing
it. No way.
I'm like,
oh, he didn't break eye contact.
I ran out of the room.
Yikes. First off, I don't believe that last part.
That's odd.
I think you walked out of there.
I couldn't imagine.
Really quickly.
I was young. I wasn't fat yet.
That's true.
Well, that's probably why. Oh, my God.
He really, Fat Boy did not gain weight until we started in radio. He really did.
See what we did to him? We ruined his life.
We hell.
Could you imagine if that happened at Paige's house? He's doing that. She's like, oh my God.
I see you chose my place over yours.
Yes. I go, oh, that's a tiny little muffin.
She would, too.
Is it a woman or a man? You just said muffin.
I'd be ashamed of
it. Dude could have a schlong like the Goodyear blimp, and she'd say, look how little that is.
Look at the micro penis. Look at you. It's so tiny you got to do it with your fingers.
That's the last time I saw a
again,
dude go to town.
For a woman who invites something like that, again, I am passing judgment on the size of your hallway. I really am. If you need that, you...
That big?
Good for you. Good for you.
What did Clark Griswold say about the Grand Canyon?
Biggest blink in the hole.
I think it has to be just right. Can't be too big. Can't be too little. It's got to be
Oh, it's not porridge, for God's sake.
It is. Not like I'm Goldilocks, but it is. You've got to love the guy or be attracted to the guy. It's not the thing. You're not like, well, he's hideously ugly, but his penis. Oh, now you're talking.
Women love ugly dudes.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all just don't have a cool name for it like we have for y'all's situation. Y'all just, like, you don't have a, like, you're not going out looking for some penis or, you know, any of the other words. You're like, a minute ago, off the air, Paige was asking a proverbial fat boy. He said, what would you do if you laid down, or if you went to bed with a woman and this happened? Went to bed with a woman. What are you, Alabama, writing a love song? I want to lay you down. Oh, no.
Lady, lay.
I hate that song. Okay. Damn.
That's damn audio.
Damn.
Hang on a second.
This might be a two-parter.
It's going to have to be a long one-parter.
Can you, the listener, tell that the boss is out of town? And we feel like we're doing a little freeform show.
I got to rearrange something real quick here. Hang on a second. We do have to take a break, though.
Now I have Sophie B. Hawkins in my mind. Damn.
Wait till you hear what's coming up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
And see, that was a little passive-aggressive there because I posted a... I'm a fan of, you know, and here's another thing too. Why are people calling me an ally because I like WNBA? What does that mean?
It's a deep league.
I know
full
what
of
it
talent.
Means, but like, what? Why? This is from so-called friends who collect sports cards.
Oh, I see.
And they're like, why are you buying women's basketball cards? And I'm like, oh.
Really?
And words like Q and F and things like that would be used toward me. And I'm like, you're the one who just paid $2,500 for a card of a dude.
Yes.
Here I am.
You like women, so what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It means you're heterosexual.
It's a deep league with great players and
great
a lot
players.
Of money coming out of it.
And less,
I love it.
Less, you know, muck. You know what I mean? Like on a football team or even on an NBA team, like there's a huge team, but on there you kind of learn everybody.
So they're not so messy. They just
shout out to Rikia
Jackson.
Yeah.
Get out there, play ball.
So do you want to do this when we come back?
Yes.
I'll play the song again and we just won't say anything?
Not a word.
Just got to go into it.
What's going on?
Well, you know, some people would say you're all over the road. Other people would say, why are there time restraints for things?
Really are.
I mean, like, why are they?
We just get to leave when we want.
No, not that, but like,
bye.
Why is
bye,
it
Felicia.
We have to do headlines at a certain time? Like, there's, and that's not.
Or sports.
It's not a
or sports, yeah. It's like, we're having this crazy conversation. Okay, we got to stop the phone calls on this. We've got to,
No.
That's not natural to me.
We've done that before. If you go by the formula, you go by all the stop sets, and it cannot always be good sometimes.
Yeah. So basically, it's better to listen to the whole show, not just tune into your favorite segment,
because
you never know when you're going to get it.
Yeah,
but
you got all the options. You can listen segmented or the whole show. We will come back, and our promise to you, the listeners, we will give you Rise Guys Sports. No, it's Best Damn Audio. Good morning.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best.
The best!
For real,
the
this
best,
time.
The best, best, best.
No talking.
Damn, damn, damn.
Damn!
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 And now it's time for the best damn audio.
You didn't hear that previous segment. Never happened. You're dreaming. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's time for the best damn audio. And Fat Boy,
yes,
this has been a labor of love for me. I love doing And there's no sarcasm. I love doing this. The biggest part for me is dwindling it down to two or three that each we present. I start with like 50.
When you find a clip, you're like, oh, it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Let me go first.
Yeah.
Start this off with a. This is a clip of a 1950s era. I didn't know this was a thing. Tobacco auctioneer. It's kind of give you a little, sample of what they sounded like. I don't know how they were auctioning off tobacco. Like, what is that? I didn't know that.
I don't understand like how pork bellies are traded on the stock market, but it's a thing.
How the hell is water a commodity when you're supposed to have it?
Why is just the pork bellies like?
Too many
questions. That the hot dog company buys their buttholes, but like, what happens to the rest of the hog, and why is it not on the stock exchange?
Why?
Let's hear this best damn audio.
45, That's amazing.
It sounded like he was clogging with his mouth, if that makes any sense. I could hear him dancing the jig while he did it.
Plus, you got the one guy who's spotting the signs like, huh?
Like it sounded like he was doing a turkey call at one point.
That just reminded me of that show Carnival and Somebody's Gonna Die.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
I never see it.
HBO.
I've used their cruise line before, but that's it.
Yeah. You remember that, don't you, with the weird face? And
yeah. They had Nick Stahl was in it, and that short guy. You can take a second one if you
want. Calm down.
Creepy.
She loves that stuff, man. She
quit looking at my Gatorade bottle like that. That's weird, Paige. My God.
Bottle you got over
Stop
there.
It.
If you're a hung serial killer, call Paige.
No kidding.
Please, by all means.
If you see Paige on the side of 385 today hovering over one of them yellow cones or orange cones, push her away from it. All right, here we go.
I want to study you.
People say using your voice and trying to entertain people is one thing. Oftentimes, karaoke, though, all it does is breed an ego. It makes people think they can sing when in reality they can't, but people don't want to be mean. This guy right here, I love bringing to you amazing karaoke. This guy right here is 77 years old, my friends, and I don't want you to listen. I am jealous of his enunciation, the way he pronounces words. Enjoy this little number.
I looked at you, you stole my heart. You were all that I anticipated.
He's not drunk.
I wanted you, every part. But I knew love would be complicated. I began to touch, but you wouldn't let it. It never seemed to be the right time. I started to give up, down to the limit. And then you change your mind. Oh, and we begin to rock. Steady rocking all night long. And we begin to rock.
And we begin.
He might be drunk.
You can see what this guy looks like without seeing him. He's got big gin blossoms. He's real skinny. He's got a gut, though, for some reason.
Oh, and, I love
he's
it.
He's on a cruise ship.
So, oh, yeah. Of course.
77 years old.
I was on that
and
ship.
And we begin to rock. I love
that. That music video is, man, that is like one of the coolest ones ever. You go back and watch it.
Which one?
They're all in sync to Rocksteady, the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Now I want to hear the original Rocksteady. See how far it's
Well, Fat Boy will throw you a bone later and maybe play that song, too.
All right.
Well, this is this tells you that you probably shouldn't put everybody on live TV. you don't know what they're gonna say. Even if you walk up to somebody and you're like, you know what, old person, innocent enough, they got enough wits about them that, you know what, they're not gonna do anything stupid on TV.
Is it like the guy when the lady was right there in the middle of the California wildfires and she said, sir, do you know anything about these fires? He's like, God's burning Hollywood because of all the gays.
No, it's
like
not that.
Like, live news said that.
Oh, God.
This is a filthy man in a grocery store.
I love it.
And we take you live to Shelby, North Carolina.
Shelby?
Of course.
Hey, y'all. I'm Trish. And today we're here at Pleasant Mart in Shelby, North Carolina, asking, what you buying?
I'm buying scented soap.
so I can get your mother's stink off my kielbasa sausage.
He's so live.
He's not with the old dudes today. Like, making the pain.
He looks so angry.
May I have one more?
Yeah, hang on. He
was so angry. It was fairly quick. Oh, my God. He was ready to go with that.
God. All right, hang on.
How in the world?
Stupid computer.
Hey, y'all. I'm Trish. And today we're here at Pleasant Mart in Shelby, North Carolina, asking, what you buying?
I'm buying scented soap so I can get your mother's stink off my kielbasa sausage.
Oh, it's so filthy but funny. Can it be filthy and funny? Because it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can. It is filthy funny.
Wow.
Your mother's stink.
Can I commandeer the next one?
Yeah.
I'll just take this one.
Actually, like, I've lost confidence in my other one. I really have.
Yeah, go for it, fat boy.
All right.
Fire one off.
This might be Paige's favorite clip ever. This is a college baseball announcer because the College World Series is about to start. So they just had regionals and super regionals. Mm-hmm. He must have been working late one night because there are a lot of games in one day. So he kind of made a slip up, and he tries to recover from it afterwards. I don't have to tell you what the slip up is because you'll figure it out based on what he said after.
Oh, no.
And so we've heard this before but probably have forgotten it.
Not heard it before.
Oh, okay. You said it was Paige's favorite.
It's going to be your favorite.
Oh, I see. Okay. Prediction. All right. BDA.
We can't turn the clock back. We can't turn the black. We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
What was that? He sounded like he had a stroke.
They got to do that one again. Did you figure it out what he said?
Yeah, very much. There's no recovering
from
that, though.
Is that a C word?
Can't turn the clock back.
We can't turn the clock back. We can't turn the black. We can't turn the clock back.
There we go.
I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
Now, I've often heard when they do, they don't go back. So if a witch changed mine black, does that mean it won't ever go back? Or could she make a second wish to bring it back to
it never goes back.
Caucasian?
How about I have different races of genitalia? Is that possible?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I can have the scrotal boink country.
And, he's you from know, your the, daddy.
You know, there's an ancient story about that. I think it's called the Arm of the Moor.
Why can't I have the Neapolitan genitals?
It's true. There was this, like, let's say Egyptian pharaoh type.
You do.
And he had, like, something wrong with his arm. And they had to cut his arm off. And he's like, who in this, I'm not making a joke, who in this village will give me their arm? And one person stepped, this is no joke, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, the one person that stepped forward was a black guy.
Thank God.
And so, again,
that somebody would even offer.
Might be a parable, it might be a whatever, but the white pharaoh had a black arm.
He
you
cut
know
off
what?
His arm?
That'd be pretty cool.
Sewed it on someone else?
I don't think you just sew them on, but like they, again, I don't know. It might be a fairy tale. It might be a parable. It might have been something found on a Torah.
Yeah.
It's like real steel. You got to build your robot from scratch.
It might be like Glass Menagerie. Like, did that girl really cut her hair off?
That's some kind of fable or something, because that never happened.
Yeah. It doesn't.
I mean, you'd have to have the tissue and blood to match to put an arm on someone else's.
Well, how did they build the pyramids?
I'm just saying, you know, it's all science.
It might have been a leg now that I think about it.
I'm going to finish with this one because I'm going to want to play it twice because we're going to play a little game.
Okay.
And you can play along at home. This game is going to be called Back Talking to the Boss or Porno Scene.
Ooh.
Back Talking.
Guys, get off your asses and back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
F*** your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, f***er. The only thing that needs servicing around here is our f***s. So get on your knees and beg. Like a bitch.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is that back talking the boss?
That sounded pornish to me.
Oh, really?
Paige, who would not?
You know what? Your movie was kind of pornish.
No, it wasn't.
You were a whore.
Can I tell you the bit?
I was a streetwalker, not a whore.
We couldn't play it.
Don't do it with the hung voice. That turns me on.
We couldn't play it if it were pornographic.
I know.
This is back talking the boss.
Remember the great idea that I will tell this now because I don't. If you want to do it, radio shows or whatever. The idea was choking scene from a movie or porno. And the answer was always going to be a choking scene from a movie, but it sounded like it was someone choking on something in a pornographic pornographic film.
No one's
why people say porno. It's hard to say pornographic.
Now knowing what you know, I think you need to hear it again just to put it through that filter.
Do it.
You guys, get off your asses and back to work.
Come on, man. We're taking a break.
Your break. There's 15 cars here that need to be serviced. Now get back to it.
Listen here, the only thing that needs servicing around here is our so get on your knees and beg like a bitch.
What?
That was not from the truck farm. I read that text just then.
He said, what?
Oh, my God, no.
Look, timed out perfect.
First off, any man that ever used that phrase is like, hey, come over here and service me. Like, what?
He's also, you know, showing you where with his hands, just in case you were confused.
But was he talking about he wanted the boss to?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What since the, when? God.
Now, let me ask you, how did you find that?
I was, it popped up.
One of your stories, Paige. Let's do it.
It popped up. Well, there's no good it sounds of breastfeeding videos, so something had to pop up, right?
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.